I'm Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane, PA. Each week on this broadcast, I uncover little-known facts and forgotten memories from the hilltop. This week's program remembers Vic Gentleman. Vic Gentleman was known as Mr. Vic to legions of boys whom he coached and counseled from 1940 until 1976. He was director of summer playgrounds, swim instructor, scoutmaster, referee, physical fitness trainer, and square dancer extraordinaire. Above all, he was a rock-solid role model who stood arrow straight and taught honor and respect to school kids of all ages. He taught kids the rules to all sports, and as referee and official, he enforced them. In Mr. Vic's mind, a man who was fit and able should be able to stand and balance on his left leg while putting on his right sock, and then stand on his right leg to put on his left. He was not the kind of fellow to sit around if an activity could be performed standing up. As phys ed and health instructor, Vic gave the all-important talk about the birds and the bees with a straight face and even a little deadpan humor to hordes of squirming and tittering eighth-grade boys. Mr. Vic graduated from Kane High School in 1933. He was vice president of his class and co-captain of the football team. In 1939, he received his Bachelor of Science, and in 1940, his Master of Science degree in Physical Education and Health from Penn State University. He was a three-year letterman in football and belonged to the Letterman's Club. He began his teaching career at Kane High School in 1940, where in addition to his physical education classes, he also coached football, basketball, and track. After the junior high school was built in 1956, he taught physical education and health there until his retirement in 1976. He was referee for football, basketball, and wrestling, and started the annual grade school track meet in 1947, which was held annually for many years on Memorial Day. Mr. Gentleman's teaching career was interrupted by World War II, and he served with the United States Army from 1942 until 1946 as a member of the 25th Infantry, Tropic Lightning Division. He was wounded in the South Pacific at the Battle of Guadalcanal, and received the Bronze Star for Valor and Purple Heart Medal. He was honorably discharged with the rank of Major. Following active duty, he continued his military service as a member of the local Army Reserve. In 1968, he retired from the United States Army Reserve with the rank of Lieutenant Colonel after 26 years of service. In 1946, he became a member of the Kane Lodge No. 566, Free and Accepted Masons. He served as Grand Master in 1956 and was a 50-year member. In 1966, Vic was named Man of the Year by the Kane Kiwanis Club for his many contributions to the school and to his community. Following his retirement, Vic and his wife Eleanor achieved their goal of traveling the country and square dancing in all 50 states. I want to share my own enduring personal memory from the early 1970s of Mr. Vic. In those days, junior high football contests were played directly after school, and Vic was officiating at the game. As I remember, he called a very unpopular penalty against the home team that drew the ire of the howling Kane fans. I was standing on the sidelines and yelled out, "Come on, Vic, we know how you cheat." In my mind's eye, I can still see him turning around slowly to stare me down. In fact, he burned a hole straight through me with his gaze. And I was horrified. I didn't say a word, and he didn't have to. Shortly after that, I gathered my things and walked home slowly, embarrassed to the core. For several days after that, I plotted how I would make my apology. Mr. Vic was many things, but he was no cheater, and I had to tell him that I was sorry for what I said. I never did. Luckily for me, He never mentioned it to me again, and there were no penalty push-ups to do for him, which is what I expected my penance to be. Looking back, it probably would have been a fair punishment. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please send your story ideas and suggestions to CitizenKanePA@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.